Hello and welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm your host, as always, Michael Block. If you love the podcast, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. Leave a 5-star review while you're there. And as always, follow me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at Michael Block Talk, and on Twitter /X at Block Talk NYC for all the latest news, reviews, and interviews. Drag Race Live dancers got their drag on in the season's makeover challenge, but where was the family resemblance? It's time to talk all things Drag Race 16, and here with me is someone who is going to make over this podcast. It's Frida Kahlo. How are you?
I'm tired, but I'm still thriving.
Oh my God, so am I. When we decided on the time the other day, and you're like, 9:30, I was like, thank you, I get to watch Survivor. Welcome. As always, I must leave a disclaimer. This is an entertainment podcast. We're discussing reality show characters. It's presented with your introduction with Sean of the Alien Television. See what actors are presented with the ribbon and go over to the don't tell it to the cast. They also need to discuss what is in the podcast for an afternoon. Discuss reality in the show. Okay. We're getting really, 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 really close to the end here. I feel like things are a little more obvious, and they're clearly obvious in the beginning of the season, but we're here. How are you feeling about the season so far?
I mean, it's so exciting to see people that you know be on TV and that you worked with and just go see them go through this journey. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, like, you're baffled by how much production loves to, you know, just curtail how the outcome is going to.
Right. Sometimes you like, well, no, that's obvious. It's plain as day. We can see what's happening. But like when you can know the results of the season kind of by the first 2-3 episodes, you're like, what are we watching for? We just jump to the end, which is okay. It's fine. I mean, you mentioned knowing some people on the season. Is there anyone you would like to name that you knew personally?
Of course. I mean, there's Plasma, Gami, Tsunami. I actually did get a chance to meet Mirage when I worked in Vegas. And then as a former Miss Paradise, Sophia Cristal, I got to work with her as well. Mm-hmm. And I met also Nymphia when she first moved to New York, and I booked her as well at my brunch. So I met a lot of the girls.
And Sophia has another crown that you have as well.
Yes. Oh, and Dawn. Of course, Dawn. I have a funny story about Dawn. I have like maybe like 8 pictures in my phone from her just grabbing my phone during brunch and just taking selfies.
I love that. Of course.
But yeah, Sophia Cristal has the title. She is a former Miss Paradise and a former Miss America, just like me.
Is it possible you're going to follow in her footsteps and be on Drag Race next?
I don't know if it's going to be a slew-footed footstep, but maybe, hope so. You never know.
Maybe, you never know. Well, let's get into this episode. We have a lot to talk about. Morphine has survived her third lip sync. She had thought Dawn was going to go all the way, but can I be honest? It wasn't her time.
Yeah, no. Can you be Dawnist?
Yeah. Morphine slayed the twink with her body. As Safira says, it was a chihuahua and a pit bull. You decide which one was which. Mm-hmm. Now, Morphine says she will lip sync her way to the top 4. Is that really a good strategy? Is that how we should do things on Drag Race?
No, especially when we haven't had any wins.
Yeah. What she won't do is be a doctor because she thought she broke her clavicle, which is not where her fupa is.
At least she's pretty.
Yeah. Kiela congratulated the double winners, and you can tell that she was fighting to get those words out. Q is becoming very dislikable on this television program.
Yeah.
Safira has been on a winning streak, and Plain Jane is gunning to knock out that bulldozing bitch. Safira can't wait to be in the top 4 with 3 of them. She won't name names, but you know she meant Morphine.
Absolutely.
Now, Plain Jane had a moment of vulnerability in the last episode, and she did not like that era for herself. No more doubting herself. She is going to be back to her cocky shenanigans. Q loves seeing the crack in the armor from Plain Jane, but Plain Jane is going to ensure that everyone knows there is nothing she can't do. Now Q says she can taste the end. Will she get there? Only time will tell. Do you like having some of the queens showcase different assets of themselves personally? Like having Q show that maybe she's not all put together and a happy-go-lucky person and very bitter, and plain Jane having emotions that actually make her cry. Like, do you like seeing the show break these queens down in that manner?
I think so because it builds character, and there's either two options. There's that pivotal moment where that person has a breakthrough, or they don't, and it's their crutch.
Do you think if you ever got on the show, the show would be able to break you down? Are you too strong for that?
I think I've been through a lot of crazy stuff that I think I'm strong. If
All right.
anything, it would probably get to me is just I'm so around so many people all the time, and I come from a big family that the isolation and just missing everyone would probably be the thing to just, get make me get emotional.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, it's a new day in the workroom, and the queens are greeted with a product placement. Come on, RuPaul's Drag Race Monopoly. Do you own one?
No, I want one though. Can I get it
I
for
have
Christmas?
one. I've bought one.
Do
I
did you
do.
get it
I
at
do.
DragCon?
I didn't buy it at DragCon, but I bought it right after because I didn't have any room in my suitcase.
Oh, work.
Yeah. The queens will play, and I kind of wish that they play the entire game, but that would have taken hours. How are you at Monopoly? Are you competitive?
I am competitive in general. I have not played Monopoly in such a long time, but back when I lived in California, it was one of those things that we would get together with our cousins and like play for a while.
Now, I'm going to ask you a trivia question here.
Hmm?
Do you know what city Monopoly is based off of?
No, what city is that?
Atlantic City.
Oh,
Yeah.
really? That's wild.
Look at the in the original game, look at the streets. It's all Atlantic City.
You are right. I feel like I should know that as Miss America.
You should. Well, now you do. So now you can pull that out of your ass if anyone ever asks you that.
Yeah. Ooh, potential theme for
There it is. There it is.
next season.
Now Rue will interrupt the game with a cute blue and leopard print shirt. I was here for the subtle yet wild moment from Rue. But Rue tells them that what happens in Vegas does no way stay in Vegas. Speaking of, I know you've been to Vegas. Let's hear some stories from your debauchery.
Maybe I don't know if I want that tea spilled about me.
Okay.
Let's just say I had fun. I had lots of
Well,
fun.
can I just ask where the body is buried?
The babies were in my throat. So does that count?
There it is. There it is. All right, Rue will welcome some amazing pit crew dancers. We have Jonathan, Mark, Miguel, Nick, and Sebastian. I'm gonna take Nick. Which one would you like?
All of them, thank you.
No, you can have the other four. Nick is mine.
Okay, then I'll have the rest of them.
Okay. Do these dancers have what it takes to walk a mile in the queen's shoes? They have to transform these handsome hoofers into devastating drag queens. It is a makeover challenge with men. These are men. These are not dainty drag queens. These are men with shoulders and muscles.
And facial hair.
That too. Now, Morphine loves doing other people's makeup. Great. Bet she did. Wish she didn't say that during this filming, did she? I mean, when you say you're a makeup artist and you fail the makeup challenge, does Sephora take you back?
Right.
Now,
The redo the night.
Plain Jane is worried about transforming these burly macho men into dainty feminine women like herself. What would you say is a good way to help make a macho man not so macho in drag? What are the tricks?
I think I would have them focus on just a persona and just
Mm-hmm.
keep building on a storyline. And have them just like, oh, well, what'd she do? And like, okay, I'm like, okay, well, she's about to grab this cup. How is she gonna grab that? So like little things and nuances to really get them to be able to commit to this character.
Well, we're going to let fate decide how the pairs are going to be paired. They will each pull out a ball from the pink furry box, and then the matching color will correspond to the undies that the dancers will tear off. It's Magic Mike meets Thunder from Down Under, but make it gay.
Gay, gay, gay.
Q will pull out yellow, and that is Sebastian. Morphine will get orange, that is Miguel. Nymphia has purple, that's Jonathan. Plain Jane gets blue, which is Nick. And Saphira has red, and that is Mark. Now, the queens are told that the judges will be looking for a strong drag family resemblance. Frida, we've watched this show for a very long time. We've watched very many different iterations of the show. Sometimes we're told exactly what they're looking for, whether it's siblings or mother-daughter, cousins, whatever. As someone who's watched the show, Frida, what would you say strong drag family resemblance actually means?
I would say it doesn't have to be identical, but there has to be a stamp of your style that resonates with that person. Whether your style means I have a beat face or I'm known to be the dancer, so we're gonna be dancing, like whatever is signature of your persona, make sure that that's undeniable with the other persona.
Do you think this challenge is really a, well, we want this result to happen, so we're going to make the rules for this specific season this way?
Yeah, I mean, if you notice, it always happens, towards the end, and it's so hard because your destiny is in someone else's hands, because it also depends on how they perform, and they're at most times are complete strangers, and they don't have as high stake in the competition as you would.
Now, they're also going to need to choreograph a breakout dance moment for the main stage. Between the drag family resemblance and the dance moment, how would you tackle this challenge?
I wouldn't be stressed about the dance part, because I feel like I could easily just coordinate that with my partner. I think I would definitely focus more time on making sure that there's like the drag, the family semblance.
Well, it's time to chat with the hot men and turn them into ladies. Nick tells Plain Jane that he is worried about looking like a man in a wig, and Plain Jane says they will turn him out. Plain Jane will tell us that Nick is the big, strong, hairy version of Dawn, and you cannot unsee it. Is that why Nick is my favorite?
Is Dawn your favorite?
I mean, I think Dawn is a very, very cute twink.
Well, there you go.
Obviously, Nick is not a twink. No. Do you think he ever was a twink, or was he always like jacked?
He did mention playing sports, right? So maybe
Yeah.
he was never a twink. Maybe he was always jacked.
Now, Plain Jane is worried about his arm circumference, and I bet if she saw him in the club, she would be like, "Choke me, daddy." Plain Jane is a slutty, skanky girl, and Nick wants to be a hot slut. I mean, should have seen that one coming. You could tell. It's always the hot ones.
Carry that.
Nick also has big and wide feet, so he is expecting pain. Do they have to wear the heels that the queens provide, or is there like a stock of shoes somewhere? They're like, okay, I know you have a big foot. Let's bring that one in for you.
There usually is a stock of shoes, from what I understand.
Morphine tells her partner Miguel that she is the beauty queen and the prettiest one in the room, and Miguel will break the fourth wall because he knows he will look straight into the camera. And I was like, oh, this man, he knows what's about to happen. Now, Morphine is a makeup artist and a dancer, so she thinks she has this in the bag. She shows body and skin in drag and doesn't pad, and Miguel will show that he can shake his booty too, so she's thrilled. Can you shake your bottom like those two can?
Yes, I could probably twerk the house down boots.
Amazing. Okay. Now, Miguel shares that he knows all the wonderful queens from Puerto Rico as he danced with all of them, from Jessica Wilde to Yara Sofia. He danced for them all. Now, Morphine is distracted, but she will get some words out like, have you ever been put in drag? And the answer is never. Are you surprised by that?
I am, especially if you work so much with drag queens. Has to be a moment where, like, one day, one of the dancers is gonna put on the wig, and a lot of times that's how, especially in the Puerto Rican drag culture, they start off as being a backup dancer, then eventually, and then it being the drag queen.
All right, Nymphia will ask her partner Jonathan who his favorite drag queen is, and he says aesthetically a plastique. Interesting, he's clearly got a type. Nymphia thinks this is up her alley. She has experience putting makeup on other people, and Nymphia assumes that Jonathan is a very mask presenting in normal life, but they will get the femme out of him. But he's about to gag her. Mr. Jonathan is a straight man. Would you have guessed it?
No, that gadget.
No. What kind of girls does he like? He likes an Australian woman, like his wife. Nymphia is worried about Jonathan being a sassy gang. Now, I think this is fascinating. Obviously, you don't want to stereotype and be like, well, if you're dancing for a drag queen, you have to be a homosexual. What do you think the dynamic is like being probably the only straight man in Drag Race Live with a bunch of drag queens and other gay dancers? What do you think that dynamic is like?
I feel like Metamorphosis is shook right now. One,
Yeah,
I'm like, how does
literally.
he get casted on RuPaul's Drag Race Live and I won't?
Oh, God.
But I think there is that level of like the dichotomy of like having the drag entertainers be more feminine and wanting that, allure of like the masculine dancers. But there's always that like playfulness of like, both serving pussy gun cunt. So I guess he's used for his strengths, and maybe that's what he does best.
With Safira, Mark shares that he's been dancing for 15 years. He has a husband and lives in Vegas. He says that his best friend is Sebastian and he wants to beat him. They're competitive. And Safira, she reveals, has a thing with Q, a competitive thing where she beats her a lot. Safira says she is the queen of opulence and glam, and Mark likes drama and being showy. So Safira has a giant geode look that is covered in millions of rhinestones. It's perfect for this occasion. Or is it? Safira, I know you watched the show before. What were you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, it looked like a really stunning dress, but just for something where you have to move so much, I don't know.
Sebastian tells Q that he is nervous about the shaving of it all. He is used to having a thick mustache or beard. Q knows that Sebastian is the burliest of men, but she is a great designer with two design wins. So this challenge is right up her alley. I'm sorry, is she making two looks right there? What is this lady trying to say to us? Where's the designing?
Well, there wasn't designing, there was like figuring it out and borrowing from other people.
Right. So why is she telling us about her two design challenge wins for this challenge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe originally she was like, it's okay, I could turn out two new outfits, but then realized, oh, I don't have the time for it.
Now, Sebastian says he is serious as a dancer. This makes Q worried. She thinks he's timid and shy, but he is not afraid to spill the tea. He shares that Mark is a horrible walker in heels. And there it is, the rivalry. Time to get those heifers in heels. When you heard them, like, oh my God, heels, did you think all of these motherfuckers had done heels before? Right.
Yes, 1,000%.
When they're waiting for the gig to start in Vegas, they're like, let me put them on, girls.
No, I bet you Jamal was like, nope, there is a whole heels choreography
Right?
section.
Nick has some cliffhangers, and Plain Jane is terrified. That's why I wanted to know, like, do they have the provided shoes? Because those were not fitting on that man.
I think just for like that practice moment, there was just whatever was there.
Miguel is ready to be Bambi, and Morphine's like, don't say that, don't do that. And Miguel and Jonathan are slaying. Mark is Slewfoot. Sebastian is a queen and may actually walk better than Q. But hey, the reality is every single one of these dancers walk better than Kimchi.
Facts.
Now, Nymphia will show a demonstration of how to tuck. She will take some pantyhose with some oranges inside and a banana and try to show how it's done. The education in tucking bewilders Morphine. Nymphia will say you squeeze the ball into an empty hole, then you take the thing and the empty balls and tape it back. But Morphine thinks that's a recipe for disaster. She will adjust the tutorial and show that you wrap the banana with tape and then tape it back. Frida, which is the correct way to tuck?
The correct way is whatever works for you. Like,
Okay.
as if your fantasy is just to show off that junk, then that is the correct way for you. But for me, I will not be putting that much tape around my penis. I love my penis, and I will not do it.
I've never tucked because I don't do drag, so I wouldn't know, but I feel like I would be like, I don't just give me the tucking panty. I'll put more tights on. Just I'm not gonna damage my future.
Yeah.
So all you girls who tuck, I love you. I'm proud of you. but just give it a tuck, Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. All right, now Rue is here to see the showgirls. Saphira and Mark are over first. Saphira has 11 drag children, and she doesn't know a single father. Do you know any of Saphira's official 11 drag children?
Maybe I know them, but I don't realize that I know them,
Yeah.
but I don't know who they are.
If you're listening, 11 drag children, call. Call in. Let me know. I want to know who you are. Saphira feels strong going to the challenge. She is going with a geode storyline, and she will introduce Mark as a Hyacinth. And Rue is like, I can't say that. Give me a better name. So she's like, why not Sequoia Shakira? So she's going to change the name to Shakira. Why do you think Rue couldn't say Hyacinth?
There's certain words that Rue always has a little problem with pronouncing. When he had his podcast with Satie, he would say like, it's funny because I would even have issues with some of the words too, and I don't know what it is. There's just some words that, I'm for me, I'm bilingual, and I could see why, you know, I have trouble with it. I don't know if it's like maybe like colloquial accent thing, but Rue had trouble pronouncing certain things too.
How many hours do you think Rue practiced saying Arancha Castilla-La Mancha?
Probably only did it once successfully, and then they used the same recording throughout the season whenever it needed when he needed to say it.
That's fair. Saphira reveals that she has been called Sephoris Whitaker, and Rue is dying from laughter. But just wait, that bigger laughter is coming soon. Don't you worry, Rupal. Mark says the look reminds her of Tu Wong Fu, which is a movie he watched with his grandmom. She introduced him to gay things in his life. So we love Shirley from San Diego. Do we blame Shirley from San Diego for making her grandchild gay? Or is it just inherent?
No, it's her fault, 1,000%.
Mark didn't come out until college, but Rue is like, with that bone structure, what a pretty man. Is that like the official rule? If you have a great bone structure, you're automatically gay?
I think that's in the Bible, yes.
Okay, cool. Nymphia and Jonathan are summoned, and Jonathan is indeed straight and has never done drag, just Tinkerbell for Halloween. Why didn't they show us the photo?
I want ocular proof.
Right? The drag name is going to be Juanita Wind, and Rue likes it. It's like, I need a win, get it? Oh my God, so clever, so clever. Jonathan's been dancing since he was 14 and was pushed into it by his mother. He was a sports. She was a sports mother, and his Puerto Rican mother signed him up for cheerleading and dance. So thanks, mom, for that career. Kind of interesting to have a Latina mom be like, yeah, go dance.
Yeah. I mean, I my mom was just like I did soccer, I did dance, I did acting. She just wanted me to be busy.
That's fair. Nymphia is planning on putting Jonathan in a purple bird fantasy. They will be a bird family. Jonathan wants to have fun, and Rue is like, that's the key. Is fun the key of drag, Frida?
Yeah, because if you're not having fun, you're going to be overwhelmed by it very soon.
That's fair. Morphine and Miguel are here, and Morphine is known for her butt. So will Miguel show butt? The answer is yes. Morphine has been in the bottom, and Rue will call her out, even though Morphine told Miguel she's a winner, baby. Morphine says they're both dancers and gorgeous, and this might be her challenge. And it would shake the girls up if she got to win. But no. This is why we can't have the nice things on Drag Race. No. Now, Q and Sebastian come on down, and they're placed together because they will bring something out of the other. Like, Q is not a dancer, and Sebastian is, and she's asking for a miracle, mama. Q doesn't think she's as strong of a makeup artist as, say, Morphine, but she has a strong concept to show. Her game plan is to bring out the fun, shady personality. Now, Rue wants to know if Q is known for reading the other queens, and Q says, yeah. I think she's a bit delusional if she's referring to on this program because she's not that good at being a reading queen. Q is part of the House of Couture in Kansas City. They like to cut up and read the best of them, all in fun. Now, Sebastian is told a real monster is going to emerge since he is on the Shire side. I feel like that was your drag journey. Like you were probably on the Shire side before drag, and then you started drag, and oh my God, the monster was unleashed.
Yep. That's very mean, very much mean.
Yeah, I'm sure there are stories from the OG friends who are like, I don't know this person anymore.
Well, they're like, you're too busy for us.
Well, fair. That's fair enough. And you say I know, so come to my shows, and then we'll hang out. And finally, it's Plain Jane and Nick. And they were paired because there was mayonnaise and white rice in the air, hashtag white girls.
Honestly, it was godsend.
Nick is pursuing his wild dream of drag. He went as a slutty schoolgirl last Halloween. And again, pictures or it didn't happen.
Why?
Nick has been part of the Drag Race live show since the early days, and he tells Rue that he seems timid and quiet, but when he's on stage, he's very different. And Rue has seen him on stage, and I bet she's seen him backstage too. I mean, listen.
Untucked.
Plain Jane will turn Nick into a woman. No couch is safe around Plain Jane. Now, listen, you just said Untucked. You do know what was announced today, right?
I did. I just saw it. Yeah.
Drag Race Live Untucked. No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I can. I want to. I actually did like the Drag Race Live, like little reality show.
So, did you see Nick on that show?
I don't remember. I didn't pay
You
attention. I
were,
don't remember to the
he was
thing.
making out with the girls. I think it was Naomi he was making out with.
Oh, really? Oh, War Diva.
All right. Plain Jane. It's time to reveal the name. Rue thinks that this beautiful boy will probably be called Plain Yogurt, but that's not the name, Mama. Please welcome to the stage, Lazy Susan. And Rue is cackling. She is dying. Like, call the ambulance. But the irony is Rue will not be laughing at the name Down Under for season four because Rue won't be there. But a queen with that same name might be. Hashtag spoiler alert.
Really?
Yeah. I've followed Lazy Susan for a very long time. She's a very funny Australian queen. Just saying. What was so funny about the name that made Rue uncontrollable? Because I still don't understand it.
I think it is. I think just like Lazy Susan, just like not it, the actual Lazy Susan, but like just like a Lazy Susan. Just think about it, and how it's Plain Jane and Lazy Susan, like so wah wah. But Rue was laughing so hard. I think they're gonna have to change out his Depends or something.
Literally. Now, Q wants to be seen as a true contender for the crown, so she has to even the playing field. Do you think Rue sees her as a contender or just as a girl who's there?
No, I think she definitely sees her as a contender, but she has to get past like those crutches. Like she's definitely serving on the runway, but she's always so hung up on like wanting to be perfect.
Are you that way? I feel like you could fall into that trap as well.
I can, but
Because you're very methodical.
I'm very methodical. But I've learned to just like, you know what? If things are not going to pan out how you want it to pan out, then you just pivot and figure it out.
Fair enough. It is time to hit the main stage to learn to dance. We have Nick teaching Plain Jane a combo, something show stopping. Now, there are some pops and pumps and Plain Jane. It's like, I'm a delicate flower. I don't know my left from my right. What is it about people? And I watch me be that fool if I ever dance, that they can't figure out how to what foot to move first. What's so confusing about it?
I don't know. Practice just by like maybe just rubbing your tummy and tapping your head first. It's that
Okay,
easy.
here we go. Now she needs to nail the moves down. So she has her work cut out of for her because what we see her do was very pieces, Drag Wars, Money Nights.
Not even.
Q and Sebastian are up next, and Q wants to do some thriller moves. He tells her to make the arms monstery, but still have some movement. Rue wants them to have a good time, and Q thinks that they're going to look sickening even if they stumble. Do you think doing something like Thriller is actually a smart move for Q?
No, I thought it was horrible. Like part of like this whole makeover challenge, and like if you really want the aesthetic to push through, is how you perform it, how you perform the garment on the runway. And that just made it seem kind of tacky, and the repetitiveness that took away from how amazing the garment is.
That's fair. Miguel wants to bring some Latin flavors to their steps, and he is going to give some salsa moves to Morphine. And she's like, that's the one dance I don't know how to do. Hey, can you salsa?
Of course. I'm like, I'm not even like that type of Latino, but listen, living in Puerto Rico and having so many like Colombian and Puerto Rican and like Dominican, like it's just you learn. And she lives in Florida where there's a lot of salsa.
That's the team. Nymphia is on stage with Jonathan, and he does a one-handed cartwheel, and she's like, we'll be doing none of that. Thank you. She wants to be a bird, and we'll show her best chicken dance. Can they be sexy birds? Is that possible? Can a bird be sexy?
Yeah, Phoenix.
There it is. There it is. And finally, it's Saphira with Mark, and the story at this hour is Saphira cannot dance in her intended look. No, ma'am, that is a pose and photograph look.
Yeah.
No electric sliding in those stones. So Saphira is going to quit the dress and find a new solution. She wants to dance. Frida, how important is the dance aspect of this challenge? Should she have focused on it as much as she did?
I think it needed to be clean. So part of the dancing, yes, it was very important. But the outfits were not to par. The dancing wasn't that great either. So
Would you have stuck with the outfits?
I think if the outfits were amazing, I would have stuck with the outfits if you knew the outfits would at least help you with the drag family resemblance and everything.
I agree. Now, when she takes it off, obviously she got no shirt on, but can we talk about the platform shoes that Saphira had under that dress?
Yeah. Very spice up your life.
Saphira is worried now that she's scrapped the dress. What's she going to wear? What's the concept? Do you think she could have made two looks in a day, though?
I think so.
I
I
think
mean,
so
it
too.
would have maybe been, she would might have been red because it would have been like maybe something basic, like a bodysuit. But if you know how to embellish it, I mean, Anitra. She made a bodysuit that was like two-toned and like kind of embellished it with a few stones and like the sash and how it went across. And the mug was right. I mean, there was, I think she did it successfully.
I agree. Well, it's Family Portrait Day, and the queens and their men are ready to be beautiful ladies. Nick, it is time to shed the fur. Listen, I love me a twink, but Nick was fine. As long as he like doesn't shave the arms and everything, like we good. But when he just like shaved the top part of the chest and not the rest, I was like, okay, is it the timing or you think that looks attractive? I don't quite understand what we're doing here.
Yeah, that was funny.
The beards are being removed from all of the men. Do you think any of the men actually asked to keep their beards?
They probably did, but maybe there was that whole talk from the girls with their partners. Like, I don't think Mother Rue is ready for that yet.
No. Now, something interesting. Usually, most of the makeover partners are painted first, but for this challenge, some of the queens, like Hue and Nymphia, started painting themselves first. Is that a strategy toward who you paint first, or do you think you doing piecemeal works?
I think it depends on like I think you have to assess like the bone structure and maybe just think about like the eye shapes and like what's going to complement each other. So I think you have to see it from that point. I'm like maybe I would have started myself with the eyes and see what if I like it. I know the sign of a good makeup artist is you could fix your mistakes. So if you practice on yourself, you know how to fix it, and then you transpose onto the other person, then you can quickly fix the mistakes because you want to make sure they match.
Fair enough. Now, first we have Q, who's going to be a little shitty bitch and try to shave Sebastian's brows. No, they're going to be a block bitch. We're not shaving these men's brows. Q says that plain Jane's brows are usually oatmeal-y. We love sisters here. It's time for Scramble at the House of Cristal. She is going with a new plan. She's got an orange dance look for both of them. Cohesion? Who knows? One of the looks is Saphira's, the others is plain Jane's. Are you surprised plain Jane was such a nice sister to Saphira?
No, I'm not surprised. I feel like there is a softer side of Plain Jane.
That's fair. Now, Saphira is going to make something. She is making gloves. Okay.
Listen,
Sure.
don't make a glove. She should have made some shoe covers at least.
Q is feeling great with her out-of-the-box makeover. She is doing something that is not a regular drag queen beat. Meanwhile, Jugafio Crujiente would like to have a word with you, Miss Q. Did you see that?
I did, very similar.
I love Jugafio. So, Jugafio, call her out. You deserve to. Morphine thinks they are gay mimes. She's not necessarily wrong. Now, Nymphia tells her new daughter that she was self-taught with makeup. She watched YouTube videos and figured it out. How did you learn how to paint?
Same thing, trial and error, watched some videos, tried new things, and then I kind of figured out what worked for me.
Were there anyone specific that you followed and watched?
I always was obsessed with Valentina's mug. One of mug that I always tr would try to recreate.
Do you think you're Valentina?
No, I don't think I'm Valentina. I think I've evolved. I think I was so fixated on wanting to portray someone that I admire so much, and then I grew into my own persona. Now I have my own signature.
I love that. Nymphia says there's a balance of being self-confident and self-criticizing. It's a thin line. Why is she standing in the way of herself?
I understand culturally speaking where she's coming from, and even when I've worked with her and I've known her, and even I remember being backstage with her at Mother, a competition that she won here in Manhattan. Even then, she was very coy, and she was like, "I don't know, like I don't know if people are gonna like it." I'm like, "If I know anything about you, is that you are sickening and very talented." But I think it is a cultural thing to have that self-doubt and maybe not think you're enough because of the pressure that cold like society puts on you, or even just when you step outside your country and just all this anti-Asian hate. I could see it happen.
She will get a bit emotional as she shares that she's felt like an oddball in a group. She says it's hard for people to get her or how she's feeling, and they assume she's living her own life in her own little world, but she has bottled up emotions. She doesn't share her emotions, and Jonathan tells her that sometimes they stand in the way of her own greatness, and she is talented and great. Nymphia needed this release. Do you think this is a redemption arc for Nymphia? Why here? Why now?
I think so because I think you've seen episode like very a lot of episodes where she is kind of self like doubting her abilities, and the girls are like, "Oh, girl, you're crying wolf," and so it's a genuine like stress and anxiety that she gets from all this, and I think that you're bringing someone in that's not in the competition that doesn't have that those eyes about her, and so it she was just being very transparent and vulnerable of what her process has been.
We now learn that Nick went to college for engineering, like Dawn. Oh my God, they are twins. He danced his entire childhood, but didn't think it was a possible career. His plan was to go to school and be a good child, but being alone his entire life and closeted, it wasn't right for him. He shares that his sophomore year of college, he got hit by a car biking back from class. He said life was short. He loves to dance, time to follow some dreams. He told his parents that he was gay. They asked him to finish out his degree first. And Plain Jane can relate to him. She says she quit ballroom dance because she was told it was gay. She was closeted in college, but ultimately she came out to her parents. She didn't embrace being gay until she started cross-dressing, and her entire entry into the gay world was through drag. She says she came to a compromise with her parents. She could continue doing drag if she finished her education, and now she is finishing her degree in marketing. Listen, follow your dreams and use that degree to help your dreams. Smart move.
I agree.
Plain Jane feels like she's connecting to Lazy Susan with their stories. Now, as the faces are facing, Q's partner, Sebastian, will ask Morphine if her theme is Beauty and the Beast. Oh, she is Q's kid. There's the shade. We love banter in the workroom. Are you someone who throws shade in the dressing room before a gig?
I if it's all among sisters, yes. Like there's sisters and then there's sisters. Like for example, at Lips, I work with some of my like true sisters, and so I could be shady sometimes with them and be like, "Girl, those tights are a little tired today."
That's fair. Now, when you say tired, does it mean they smell?
They smell like they've been working. They are very tired.
Morphine is gunning for that top four placement, and that's the narrative of this episode. Poor girl, watching this back must have been hard for her. It is runway time as mother is giving us a beautiful pink and neon green gown. Those legs, good for her. At that age, good for her.
Right? It looks
Our
stunning.
panel is Michelle Visage with no gray hair in this week. Back to basics, Michelle. We got T.S. Madison and special guest judge Kelsey Ballerini. Are you a fan of her music?
Is she, does she do country? What
She
is it?
does. She
No.
does. So does that mean that Miss Frida Kahlo is not going to be entering her Cowboy Carter era?
I was in my Cowboy Kahlo era before Cowboy Carter went into a Cowboy Carter era. I
Oh,
have
shots
ocular proof.
fired.
I have ocular proof. But I like Vaquero instead of Cowboy.
All right, there we go. Category, oh God, is drag family resemblance. In honor of the runway, we're gonna play family or shamly.
Okay.
Q and Luna. I think this is a wild and crazy look, and in a way, it's still Q in her wheelhouse, but a very safe iteration of a makeover challenge. I think there are elements that both looks have that make them cohesive. As far as the makeup, it's similar, but it's not Q's face stamped on Luna's. I think we are in a major safe zone, and I wish that we got an extravagant Q look in this challenge that she's known for.
I 1,000% agree. And like I said earlier, I just think like how the garments were worn, how they were delivered on the runway didn't do it justice. Like it could have been something more cooler and edgier, not this cheesy, wanna be thriller, we can't dance, we're gonna figure it out moment.
The judges call it adorable and cute, and they live for chaos with so much to take in. I'm going to give this a soft family.
I'm gonna give us a soft family just by looking at the garments, and as long as I don't have to look at the performance again.
Fair enough. Audience, 64% family, 36% shamley. Morphine and Latina love Dion. Y'all. Morphine painted Lexington Banks's face on Latina. That is Lexington Banks. Also, those shoulders are huge. I think there is a family resemblance in the makeup. I think it's trying to play off the femme elements, but it's just not a direct translation. The gowns are very pretty, but there could have been a bit more of a connection somewhere. Overall, very simple.
Yeah, and I mean, like the mug is mugging. However, it's just the proportionizing, I think. And just the gowns look way a little too basic. And sometimes like you don't have to wear the same color, but it does help, you know, to tie in that whole theme. And I wish the dresses were lined.
That girl
Also,
does not like to line anything.
what was that?
That girl does not like to line anything.
No. And then like the reveal of the skirt happened like what, three times? I'm like, we already know it's a reveal. Why are you doing it again?
The judges say they had a wonderful chemistry. They pushed through, but they were lost on the look being too simple. They are told to camouflage the arms with a boa or more hair. I'll give it a soft family.
I'll get it with soft family. Also, kudos to saving the choreography for her partner. Because there's that moment where like the skirt got stuck, but they kept going and like it was like very professional. I love that.
Audience 61% family, 39% shamley. Nymphia and Juanita Wind. It's like Tweety Bird and her sister. Love the color story between the two looks. The hair is great. The makeup, it's not giving me Nymphia's face exactly. I think
No.
overall, this was not the best makeover challenge in the show's history for all the queens, but I appreciate this one for its flourish.
Yeah, I love the theme and I love the garments. Is it just me or does she kind of give you like Rebecca Glasscock? I kind of see that. But yeah, the makeup I think here is where it was the downfall. But did you see her? It's funny, okay, when I met Nymphia, I already knew Anitra. I'm like, I feel like I see like you guys have a similar mug. And she's like, really? No one's ever told me, like, yeah, I see, and I'm like, you guys have such a similar mug. And like a similar bone structure that kind of works. I'm like, I could see you guys do like a twin look. And lo and behold,
There was.
Nymphia posted on her social media that she redid this look with Anitra.
Yep. It was very good. Very good. The judges say they had a connection and brought joy. They call it cute and they'll buy the family resemblance. They would have loved to see Nymphia not wear yellow, which she did not consider wearing. I'll give it a family.
Same, I will too.
Audience 88% family, 12% Shamley. Saphira and Shakira's Crystal. Now, for a last resort look, she made it work. Is it successful? For the first time this season, no, it's not. I think she was smart to keep the colors in the same universe. I could understand the pageant mom and daughter, but it's not quite right. The makeup is wonderful. I was worried that she wouldn't be able to stamp her face on, but also that's Rosé's face. I think it's not great. And Safira, I'm sorry, those shoes ain't gonna cut it anymore.
Yeah, no, there's just a lot wrong with the look itself. Like, I wish someone has to have another Eddie Couture fringy moment that they could have borrowed. That would have been a way better, a better option. And I don't know if you clocked it, but this kind of looks like Maya Mon's workroom entrance look too. But it wasn't. I looked it up. I'm like, is this the same designer? Because I know the designer that made Saphira's. And I was so I did my research. I'm like, oh no, it is different. But the shoes were horrible. The blue petticoat made no sense. I think the only thing is that was successful that they're both wearing Madeline units.
The judges loved the performance and had to say they had a beautiful synergy and energy. They had an issue with the outfits not being together. I love you, Safira, but this is a Shamley.
Shamley, I'm sorry.
Audience 33% family, 67% Shamley. And finally, Plain Jane and Lazy Susan. I mean, they look incredible. It's gothy Kendall meets Elliot with two T's meets Sugar and Spice.
1,000%.
I think the black and yellow look brilliant. Would have loved to see one of them in the inverse colors of the other. Lazy Susan will be a contestant on this show, mark my words. I was impressed.
Yeah, I the biggest thing about it is that the confidence how she worked the garment, because in actuality there's nothing very groundbreaking of what the garments
Nothing.
are it's just they're very identical. And very minimal th changes to kind of assimilate this having this family resemblance. It was honestly more so how they sold it on the runway, and that was everything.
The judges say their pussy was on fire. They love the choreography and the ass on Lazy Susan. A monster was born, and Plain Jane let Lazy Susan shine. I will give it a family.
Family, for sure.
Audience 80% family, 20% Shamley. Let's just chat overall about the Super Queen performance. I think it was really cute, but like this was not a determining factor into anything. Like the mess up with Latina's skirt. Oh well, but let's be real. Like Lazy Susan won the performance.
Oh, 1,000%. She was the best one.
If
I would
you
put her in the competition right now.
right? If you got rid of the Super Queen performance, nothing changes.
No.
All right, the queens are back and results are in. Plain Jane is the winner of the week. She wins $5,000 courtesy of Monopoly Drag Race Edition. Q and Nymphia are safe. That leaves Morphine and Saphira as the bottom two. Do you agree?
I agree with Saphira being on the bottom, but I keep going back and forth to determine who else should have gone up against her, because there's still faults that I saw in the other makeovers, but I couldn't decide which one outweighs the other one, and so I would have maybe asked for a three-way lip sync.
Oh, so it would have been Q.
I would have added Q into that
Interesting, interesting. Now we learn that Lazy Susan wins $5,000 herself, and the other dancers earn $1,000 each. The song is Kelsea Ballerini's Miss Me More. Not the song either of these queens would normally perform, but here we are. We're going to do it. I think Morphine had more energy, but she didn't match the story of the song. Saphira gave you the song and a performance that was like in her mouth. That lady knows how to lip sync.
Yeah. I would say this though, I would have if I were to see them perform this in a club, they both would have gotten tipped down. So I didn't think one was necessarily better than the other.
This could be a decision of choice. If you prefer your drag performances to be big, you'll lean over to Morphine. If you prefer your performances to match the tracks, Saphira is your girl. In the end, I think track record played a heavy role in the decision. No more lip syncs for Morphine. She's eliminated. Saphira stays. Do you agree?
I wish it would have been a double save because I think you're right as far as like the track record coming into play. But I wasn't mad at how Morphe did her lip.
Now, knowing what we do know about next week's challenge, why do you think they didn't do a double save?
Because they only have so many episodes left to film.
Hey, you could have done double elimination next week if you wanted to have cut it down to three, if you're going to go to three, or if you're still going to go to four for a final four.
Maybe they don't realize if they want a three or four yet in the final.
Maybe that's it. Ooh. We're going to zoom through the highs and lows of Untucked. Now, Morphine is shook to be called simple. She don't agree. Plain Jane is happy with what she has done and proud of Lazy Susan, so it's time to relax and bask. The queens get their bubbly water, and the makeover partners are MIA. Where were they at the beginning of this segment?
Untucking?
Maybe. Do you think they had to get like feet massages because their feet hurt so much?
They probably took off those shoes the minute they got off that runway.
They were probably like the people at Drag Race Live probably said, okay, these are our like stars here. So if they're in pain, you make them sit and not be in pain, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
Saphira is not going to let a stumble get in her way. She is feeling a new sensation. Being on the bottom, very foreign to her. She feels like they both looked great and they made what they had work. She has a great track record and she is planning on picking it back up. Morphine was excited for the challenge and she thinks she slayed. She believes their family resemblance was the strongest. What did she see that the judges did not? Or is it all about perception in the competition?
I think it's all about perception, but I think she was so fixated on the mug, like what she's known for.
That's fair enough. Q will say the bottoms were Morphine and Saphira. Q is happy with her critiques. She is a risk taker and happy to have paid off with a risk. But they were all happy to have new faces in the room despite all being distracted.
Stigmatized.
Nymphia is proud of what she presented. She always turns it out, and she is focused on getting to the finale. Plain Jane is feeling great, and Q will remind her that they talked about her partner more than her. Do you think that bugged her out?
No, she got her a win, so she should
It
come.
did get her a win. It did get her a win. Now, Q will tell Plain Jane that if she pulls a Georgeous and wins with a leotard, she will beat her ass. Do you think she's beaten her ass yet?
I wish it. I that little girl's not gonna do anything.
No, she's not. No, she's not. Why are we dragging Georgeous?
Right.
We love Georgeous.
Yes, hello, this.
Plain Jane will call out Q for her forehead saying mom. Well, maybe she is the mom. I don't know. Do you
No,
think conceptual and innovative thinking or mistake?
for Q's look.
The mom part.
Oh, the mom, that was a mistake, but I the actual mother of this season is Sophia. Everybody
Of
knows that.
course, we know that. Plain Jane is feeling gorgeous with her pigtails, but Morphine reminds her that Georgeouses were human. Shady.
Wow.
Shady.
Shitty
The
lady.
dancers are finally here. I really want to know where they were. Were they like filming confessionals that we never saw? I just gotta know. I gotta know. Now they all feel great. They thought they were gonna be more scared, but they slayed the house down boots. Luna enjoyed the high heels. She tried on seven pairs. Oof. That must be hard. What am I going to do if I ever have to get the call to do the makeover challenge? Like a whole podcaster. I have wide feet.
Oh my God, would they have different podcasters?
Wouldn't that be the best?
That'd be so cute. Cross promotion.
Honestly, put me on the show and make me be the asshole who has to go through the makeover challenge after critiquing every fucking makeover challenge.
Wait, who else would you also cast?
I don't know. Who are my rivals? Maddie Rance?
Manuel Gapian, like does he still have his
Yeah,
podcast?
I don't know. I think it would be a great idea. Maybe I'll float it over to WoW at some point.
You never know.
You never know. Juanita says she has more respect for them all, and they all make it look easy. But Q says that they're all dead inside. Is it true drag queens are dead inside?
There is something about you that dies in giving yourself to this art. Like you're sacrificing the persona that the person that was before, to an extent, to be honest with you.
Fair enough, fair enough. Well, are the boys ready to take over Las Vegas Live? Lazy Susan is. She is the official new understudy. She felt the fantasy and would try it again. She'll try anything twice. Ha ha ha, like mother. Let her wipe her pussy on the floor once more with feeling. Shakira doesn't know how they stand up there and get critiqued. Kudos for you putting yourself through it. What is the secret of being critiqued? How do you take it?
It's Alyssa's secret. No, you have to take your what's the, like, word I'm looking for? Like, take yourself out of it. Like, don't take it so personal and try to be
Sure.
a little bit more bigger picture. And if possible, ask for specifics. Like, how can you apply it? And be transparent about it and objective.
Well, it's time for a video. And it's from a good friend of the pod. It is a video for Saphir from the fabulous Honey Davenport. That was so fun for me to see. I was like, oh my God, Honey's back on Drag Race. Who would have thought? They are besties, but they go way back. They are both quite emotional, as Honey says. She fills a room with her heart and spirit. She is happy to know the world will experience Saphira. She says that they met each other once and they have been best friends since that day. And Saphira says that she taught her how to walk in a pageant, and then Honey went on to win 19 crowns. Yeah. She was a fun one. Did you know I helped Honey get ready for Drag Race, right?
I didn't know that, but I did spend time with both of them at Paradise, and they're such a key. Like, we had so much fun, and she's really sweet. And I remember when I won, when I was competing for Miss America, like, she was very sweet about it. And I was like, yeah, and I'm kind of considering Miss Paradise. And so she kind of gave me some really good advice about, going for both.
I love it. Yeah, Honey was great. I mean, getting her prepared for Drag Race. Oh my God, I never want to do that again. What a fucking stressful time. But
It's trauma.
it is trauma. I don't think Saphira was up with us doing a lot of the prep work because she was obviously in Philly. But I believe she helped a little bit toward the end. Yeah, God damn it. The stories I can tell about that experience.
Oh, Lord.
Enough of that. It's time for Kelsea Ballerini. For those who don't know, Kelsea has a big platform and spoke up for the drag community. She is so excited to be on Drag Race. She is an energy person and says that their energies feed her soul. Saphira will remind us that Kelsea did a performance with a bunch of the Rue Girls, including Kennedy Davenport, Manila Luzon, Olivia Lux, and Jam. She says it was important and hopes that's how it felt. She was grateful to be on a country music stage to do it. She did it because of the legislation in Tennessee and wanted to give the stage to drag queens, so she stood up for them. Saphira says that there are a lot of people who have the conversation with them about standing up, but she actually stood up and did something to show that she can put her action into motion. Do you remember the moment last year when Kelsea did that performance?
I do remember hearing about it. I remember it was her specifically. I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch Untucked, but then now that you're telling me, I'm like, oh wait, yeah, I do remember that moment happening.
Clearly, it didn't matter because the bitch is hosting CMT Awards again this Sunday. So clearly, it didn't matter. Oh my God, drag queens with Kelsea Ballerini.
Yeah.
I just think more artists have to do this, like continue giving them the platform and speaking out and showing up.
Yeah.
Now, Kelsea says that anything she can do, she's their friend. And then she's like, I'll give you my number. Do you think they actually got Kelsea Ballerini's number?
I think so. I've gotten numbers from like a few celebrities that I've gotten a chance to like meet, but like I'm always afraid to text them. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
I
Or
mean,
even on Instagram, like DM them
that's
and
fair.
they're like, oh, they'll like respond to me. I'm like, oh my God, they actually responded.
I had a butt dial from a former coworker of mine, Dulé Hill. Dulé Hill, did you ever watch Psych or The West Wing? The black guy.
I never watched
Well,
the
I worked
show.
with him on Broadway, and I had his number and everything. And one day he just randomly butt dialed me. I was like, okay, cool.
Did you use
But
Loop?
yeah, no, I was. All right. Plain Jane calls her the drag diva of country music, and someone's like, isn't that Dolly Parton? And Kelsey's like, I'll be the baby sister. I can't come for Dolly. Why can't everyone be like Dolly?
I think a lot of people try.
Everyone tries. Now Kelsey leaves. The queens are given a 5-minute warning. And last time Morphine and Saphira lip synced together, it was for the win, but now they're in the bottom. So they're going to entertain the masses. We will watch the lip sync one last time as Morphine is eliminated. Morphine may not have a single damn thing in a win, but she is proud of what she has done. She is leaving with a full heart. Rue complimented Morphine's makeup, and that is what she'll be bringing home. That's all that matters to her because that will launch her to stardom, apparently.
I did.
She will read her letters from her sisters, and they mock her for not knowing how to read. Oh, we love sisters. Morphine can now say she's a real girl. Oh, and she wants the fans to watch her YouTube tutorials. Will you?
Oh, 1,000%. I mean, that mug is correct.
All right, I got some burning questions to wrap this podcast up. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What is Morphine's legacy?
The face. She's more than a BBL. She's also a face. That mug is
She
still.
is. She is. Listen, I think she had a really interesting run on the show. Very much a narrator because she was good at the talking heads because she was shady about it.
Yeah.
For me, she did last a lot longer than I thought she did, but again, she was entertaining for the purpose of her presence on the show. Will she be back in an All-Star season? I could see it. I could see them giving her a phone call.
Absolutely. Especially also like one of her sisters is on now on So You Think You Can Dance?
Oh, yeah, I
Yeah.
believe so.
Yeah.
Who was the winner of the week?
The winner, Plain Jane. I mean, obviously, I don't think there was any like the way that her partner was so confident and sold it because of Lazy Susan, that was everything.
Lazy Susan, the winner of the week. I'm biased here, but no, I mean, she's so good. So good. I mean, we all thought Wintergreen was going to be the first contestant. No. It's Lazy Susan.
Both of them for All
Oh my
Stars.
God. Can we just have like a one-off, like 4-episode season of Makeover Partners coming on?
Bring back Drag You and bring those contestants back.
I think it would be hilarious. Now, for the final Maxi challenge, they have a book branding challenge. Who do you think will do well? Will we have a save or will we have someone going home?
No, I think someone's gonna go home.
I think so too.
I think so. I don't. I'm tired. Like we need it. I feel like this season has been at least half of the year.
Hey, it's going to be a 4-month season. It's a new thing, new thing.
No.
After 13 episodes, the winner of the season is
It's gonna be a double crowning of Saphira and Nymphia, please.
could you imagine the fandom would flip a shit?
I personally, I just don't know. And I'm like, I have a lot of love for both of them, and I just can't figure out which, I can't choose one over the other.
So essentially, what you're saying, white people are not winning this season.
No, it's fine. And
I
I'm with that.
agree. No, I really think it's Saphira. I don't think anyone. I'm not. I was gonna say I don't think anyone's dominated the way that Saphira is dominated, but I don't also put Sasha Colby in the same category as anybody else who's ever won the show because Sasha Colby is in her own league and then everyone else. So I feel like she's the anomaly, and then there's the next tier. I feel like Saphira is kind of in that next tier. But you can't count out Plain Jane in the sense of her track record is so dominant. But is she a winner?
I don't think she's a winner. I
I don't
think
think so either.
there's definitely this redemption story. I feel like she's because of how she had such a rough start, social media definitely ate her alive.
Yes.
But there has been like this changing of like storyline and like trying to make her more likable. And I just finished listening to a podcast with her and Katya, and I really enjoyed it. And I never thought I could say that, but I really thoroughly enjoyed it.
And with Nymphia, I think she is a great competitor. I think this was all set up for an all-star performance, personally.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay, now what about Q?
I don't think Q can win, not with this four, the three above her.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's something about, like, for me, I really enjoyed Q at the start and everything she did in drag. It's just the personality. They broke her. They literally broke her.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
Yeah.
Like if it was only like a 12 episode season, Q's gonna have leave the show great. The last four episodes broke her.
Yeah.
But hey,
She's a
that's Drag Race.
joker.
It's reality TV. Where can we find you on social media, Venmo, and any projects you want to plug?
You can find me on any social media platform under Frida Kahlo, FREEDAKULO, and on Venmo, send me pesos. As far as my shows, check them out. There's a link in my bio on Instagram. But as your newly crowned queen for Miss Paradise, I am hosting there every Friday for the Frida Friday show. And we've had 2 weeks so far, and for this third week, we are having some Drag Race royalty in the house, which I'm super excited about. Marina Summers is going to be there, Jiggly Caliente, and Prince.
Amazing. Do me a favor and ask Marina what had happened in that lip sync because I don't
Girl, I don't
know.
think I want to bring up trauma because I was so mad. The way I would have just
That girl, the
my laptop.
way that she kept that fake smile on and clapped, I was like, good for you. You know the riggery of this bitch.
Yeah, but I do love her exit and how she got rude to do the Marina Summers. That was iconic.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to ask you to do.
Yeah.
Please get a video of the two of you doing the marina.
Ah, 1,000%. I already had
Thank
that
you. Send it to me. I want to see it. I can't
planned.
wait.
Okay, so I have one of my drag daughters is also Filipina, and I was at br working brunch, and there was a group of like people that were from the Philippines, and we just were talking about like Marina for like the longest time. And during one of my numbers, I kept doing the Marina Summers, and they would scream each time. And I'm like, ah, those are my people.
I love it. Well, this was always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.
Course.